Inspirational Breakfast. Premier Christian Radio.
Comes 8:23. This is Inspirational Breakfast on Premier Christian Radio. Coming up in a few minutes' time, we'll be playing the game 66 seconds. But right now, there's just 4 days left to enter this year's Premier Digital Awards. They celebrate the very best in Christian digital communication. You can enter your own project or nominate someone else you think worthy. Whether they're a blogger, have an amazing website, a dab hand at Twitter or Facebook, we would like to know. The Premier Digital Awards seek to celebrate and encourage excellent in Christian engagement online. And in the spirit of Philippians 4:8, our aim is to focus attention on those people and projects that can serve as examples of best practice for the benefit of the church. The entries close at midnight this Sunday, and Dr. Bex Lewis is on the line. She's a senior lecturer in digital marketing for the Manchester Metropolitan University and also a judge at the awards. Good morning to you, Bex.
Good morning, Dom.
Good morning. Good to talk to you. There are 16 categories this year, I understand. My goodness. What are some of the key ones of those?
Oh, there's plenty of opportunities for lots of people to join. So there's things like Blogger of the Year and then Young Blogger of the Year for under, I think, 24. And then if you've got a big site, you can join in. There's things like Twitter, Most Inspiring Leadership Blog, Tweeter of the Year. We've tried to get rid of the notion of best where possible, because I think it's one of the things I said in my job interview for the current role I'm in. I was asked what was the best digital marketing campaign ever, and I'm kind of like, I think best is fit for purpose.
Yes, it's subjective, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, and I think it's really important that we think about this, because I know some people think awards, you know, if you say one thing's the best, then someone may be disappointed, and I really want to think of it as something that we're trying to inspire people and show people good examples and kind of celebrate some of the best stuff. I've just used the word best, haven't I?
Well, hard to avoid. There's a bit of a hoo-ha online at the moment about Mrs. Brown's Boys being awarded the best comedy of recent years, and I think it's rubbish, personally. And so do a lot of other people, evidently. There we are. Yeah, it is a matter of judgment. So you're a judge this year. What sort of things will you be looking for?
Well, the official things we're looking for are content, design, navigation, something that's a bit innovative and something that has some impact. And, of course, that gives us a chance to think about what those things mean. If you're thinking in the secular world, which, of course, is the material we produce, is competing with everything else in the world. I don't like to think that we're competing against other churches. I like to think we're working together. But we are trying to get message out in an information-saturated world. So how can we have impact, whether that's causing people to take action, not necessarily always about straight numbers. So I think there's lots of things to think about there. For me personally, that question of fitness for purpose is always key.
That's key, yeah.
You know, is it relevant to the modern day? Have you updated the posts? If you've only done like 4 posts in the year, what does that kind of say about your engagement with digital and how important you think it is in the big thing? Have the images you used, are they legitimate? All that kind of thing.
Right. Can you nominate someone else? Can you enter your own project? How does that work?
People can do both. A lot of people don't think that what they're doing is anything special. So I would encourage people to look out for what other people have done and encourage them by submitting. But people can submit their own work. And I think if you're proud of the work you've put into something or you think it's made a difference, I think that's really good. I think you should put that in. I think we should celebrate. It's one of those things we kind of struggle with, isn't it? And, you know, the conference that comes earlier that day is about inspiring, equipping and connecting and sharing best practice as we learn from experts. So let's have some really good examples and let's be proud of the shortlist that we show the rest of the world and say, hey, look at this stuff that we're doing.
Yes, if it encourages excellence, that's a good thing for the gospel in all kinds of ways.
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, digital content is about listening to what people need and then producing material that responds to that without losing our own values. So we need to know what we stand for before we engage with that.
All right.
And we want to be salt and light in the world, and let's do that with excellence.
Brilliant. Dr. Bex Lewis, thank you for talking to us this morning. And have you tweeted today already yourself?
Not yet, but I will be shortly. I tweeted just last night as I was going to bed.
Right. Suitably addicted. All right, bless you. Great to talk to you. Dr. Bex Lewis there, Senior Lecturer in Digital Marketing for the Manchester Metropolitan University, a judge at the Premier Digital Awards. And you can find out more by going to premier.org.uk/awards, I think. Do check it out. You'll find it there on the website. I'll look up that address properly in just a moment or two. You're with Inspirational Breakfast